Well, welcome back. We're on Inside the Huddle. I'm excited to let everyone know who's in here with me this morning. It's the girls' sixth grade basketball team from Clinton Prairie. I happen to be their coach. I've mentioned that several times. We had an opening today. So I've got some of the girls in here. They're going to speak to you. We've got standing room only of parents and other girls from the team. We couldn't get everybody here today, but good morning, girls. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, we've had a pretty good year. We're sitting at 3-2 right now in the A team. The B team's 3-0. We had a really good ball game the other night for county basketball. We beat Frankfort 38-37. Lily, can you talk a little bit about that basketball game and maybe even talk about how good one girl from Frankfort played us?
So 55 made like most of their points because she was like really good. She was just always there to score the basket and nobody could stop her.
I mean, let's
not Frankfort.
What?
From Emerson, can you talk a little bit about Mallory O'Brien? That's who we're talking about from Frankfort. I think she had 31 points against us the other night, and some of the kind of baskets she got to the rim on, and how good a basketball player we had to defend that night.
She was really good. She knew how to drive into the basket, or to the, basket. And we had to put some of our best players to guard her.
Liza, what was some of our defensive strategies to try to stop her?
Just block out and try our best just to stop the drive.
Well, I guess I should have introduced all your guys' names here. We have Liza Crosby, Lily Thomas, Emerson Kaser, Kenley Cummins, Emma Grant, and Lila Kinsler. So, Emma, how do you think the season's going so far? You know, we started out last year, you know, not winning very many games. Our skill level wasn't very well. But where do you think we're at as a team now?
I think that we've grown a lot since fifth grade. We've tried our hardest, and we've done great.
What's some of the things that made us better basketball players?
Talking.
Talking as a team. Is that something the coach stretches out there on the floor that you guys all communicate real well?
Yes.
Okay. Kenley, can you talk about, you know, moving into Clinton Prairie? You were at Harrison before that, and you came into Clinton Prairie this year. And, you know, joining the team and how the girls accept you to play Gopher basketball.
Yeah, I was really excited to come here. But I do miss my old team, and I wish I could see them more, but I'm glad I got to this team, and I really love everyone on it.
That's great. Lila Kinsler. Lila, your dad's one of the assistant coaches. How's that, you know, having a dad in here, you know, being one of the coaches on the team, and, you know, how's that work out at home every night? You know, just are we getting extra coaching at home as well?
Sometimes. He gets after me a lot.
Does he? Well, that's good. That means he's trying to make you better, and that means he cares. So, hey, you guys, I asked you guys to put some questions together for me, you know, because I'm always asking you guys lots of questions. I think, Lily, you're always the spokesman for the team, so why don't we have you go first?
My first question is, why didn't you leave, like, coaching whenever, so you coached us last year, why didn't you, like, leave this year?
Because I thought you guys had a lot of potential. I really enjoyed coaching you guys last year. We really progressed, and you guys seemed like you wanted me to come back and do it, and I have the time to do it. I think I can help you guys get better, and I think we are getting better. And plus, I just enjoy seeing you guys on the basketball court winning. Is that good enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else got a question? I know Emma does.
Okay. So my first question is, out of your experience of coaching, what was your favorite team to coach?
Well, I've had some good ones. You know, I started coaching my daughters back in 2007, 2008. Jason Hayde was a high school coach at Clinton Prairie back in the day. He started the Clinton Prairie Developmental League that you guys play in on Sundays. That's been going for a long time. We're just talking with Coach Derek Davis, high school coach at Clinton Central. I don't know if you guys were listening to that or not in the other room, but he was talking about fundamentals. How many times do I talk to you guys about fundamentals? All the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have it at a young age. I think Clinton Prairie's done just as good as any school of getting you guys fundamentals, you know, by starting in third or fourth, fifth grade. You know, coaching all those times, you know, Hannah's group, you know, they did really well. I thought, you know, they might pull out a sectional win. their senior year. They got beat on a last-second shot by Tri-Central. You know, that was the goal. I told your parents in the opening meeting this year with the parents, you know, my job is to get you guys better and be a good competitive sixth-grade group and have fun, but we're ultimately preparing to get you guys ready for Clinton Prairie basketball at high school so you guys can be successful and have a good run and maybe even win a state championship like we have in the past. So they didn't get it done, and then I coached Katie's group all along, and they were really, really good, and they were just in some really tough sectionals. I mean, they're just as good a group as any was around, and, you know, they had a success at high school. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not always about winning and all that. It's about having fun going through your high school, junior or elementary, junior high, and high school experience, you know, and being with your friends and playing basketball and doing that. But you guys came along because of Catherine, which, if you didn't know, she goes to Purdue. She started coaching you guys last fall, or two falls ago, and then I started helping her, and then Catherine broke her leg and left the coaching sideline, so I kind of took you guys over, and then Coach Kinsler came in to help me, and you guys are a lot of fun. I know I'm pretty tough on you guys, but you guys respond to that really well, and we keep getting better. Anybody else got a question? Go ahead, Kinley.
Besides helping us how to learn how to play basketball, what are some other things that are important to help us succeed as a team?
Well, just like Coach Derek Davis said, when we're done in about March 15th after the county tourney, you guys got to keep picking up a basketball and play until next fall before you pick up October 15th and play developmental basketball, no matter who coaches you. Because, like he said, you know, he brought up Coach Dunn and Coach Derek Davis from Clinton Central, Coach Dunn from Rossville today, talking about Jake McGraw at Clinton Prairie. He's one of the best basketball players in the area, if not the best basketball player. But it's not by accident. He's just not naturally gifted. He works at it. I mean, he's out there every day. He's shooting. He repetitively does stuff. And you go back over time, Rossville's going to the girls' sectional, or won the girls' sectional, going to the regional today. They have been 33 years since they won one. That's when Jennifer Jacoby was on the team, and she ended up being what in 1991? We studied this. Do anybody remember? Miss Basketball, right?
Yeah.
She was Miss Basketball in 1991. She was the same way. I mean, she just didn't show up and was naturally gifted. She worked at it. I mean, she played against anybody and everybody all over, and then she worked at it at home in their driveway. So that's how you get to be a better basketball player. Just like the O'Brien girl we played from Frankfurt the other night. She wouldn't just naturally get that way. Somebody's taught her how to shoot the basketball, and she stood in the driveway or a gym or somewhere, and she's working on the game. Any other questions? Lila?
Who was your coach in high school?
Who was my coach in high school? Well, I had Coach Bob Blades was my junior and senior coach. He's no longer with us. He passed away several years ago. One of my high school teammates was Kent Cheesham. Kent Cheesham coached at Clinton Prairie for a long time, went to Southern Indiana, now is back up, I think, at North Judson. We had a lot of fun back in the day playing basketball. His dad, Myron Cheesham, was head of the program, you know, my sophomore year and before. I've talked to you guys a lot, you know, when I was your age, you know, there's A and B teams now. A lot more kids played back in the day. I was a C, D-T type player because there was a lot of kids better than me, but I worked at it, got better, and then I started my junior and senior year in high school. So, you know, just, you know, all the girls in here today, you know, when time you get to high school, you all won't be on the team by one way or another, but if you want to work at it and succeed, you definitely will be there. Emerson, you look like you got something you're wanting to get off and tell everybody.
What is the hardest part about being a coach and why?
Well, sometimes with you guys, maybe we're not focused, but can you explain how we get focused sometimes?
You make us run.
Well, not just make you run, but...
Well, when we're not being focused.
Yeah. And does that sometimes correct it?
Yeah.
Does one person run or does the whole team run?
The whole team.
And it's not like running for miles. We just do up and down real quick, right? Just to
get
our legs and our mind all straight and we'll go again, right?
Yep.
Any other questions out there? Liza?
Out of the last two seasons of coaching us, what is your favorite memory?
Well, it's going to be hard to top the other night. You know, we had a nice little lead against Frankfurt. But they have a really good basketball player like we talked about, a couple good girls. I'm trying to remember the other one's name, but I can't off the top of my head. But, you know, they played extremely well. It wasn't that we weren't doing what I like for you guys to do. When they go to the baseline, what are we supposed to do? Can you answer that, one of you guys?
Put our foot on the line and try to stop them from going into the basket.
Right. And were we doing that at times? For the most part, yeah. But she was just faster and better, and you're going to run into that sometimes. But you guys played really well. Team defense, some of the parents from the other side mentioned that to me and thought we were doing a good job that way. But the final play, you know, what did I tell you, Emerson, right before that, you know, at that timeout? You remember? We had like 14 seconds to go. I said, once you get it in bounds, what do I want you to do?
Shoot it and have confidence.
You have confidence, right. And along with that, I said, you got to get down the floor and lay it in. And if there's video out there on Twitter and stuff, you hadn't seen it, but, you know, we just set some screens there. Lila did a good job inbounding the ball, listened to the coach, you know, and you guys got it. Emerson open, and she drove the length of floor and laid it in. Even Coach Kinsler sent me a video the other night. Maybe I jumped off the floor a little bit. I was so excited. But I'm passionate about basketball. You guys know that, and we have a lot of fun. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Go ahead, Kinley.
What made you want to start coaching basketball?
Well, back, like I said earlier, Coach Hayes started that developmental group, and Hannah was in third or fourth grade, and they were looking for a coach, and my name got passed around. He called me. I said, yeah, I'll do it. It wasn't just me. Rick Martin and Brent McKinney, we were coached those. We actually had daughters the same age that were 4 years apart, all three of us. So we coached a lot of years. I think at one point, I think I've coached 150 to 200 developmental games at Clint Prairie on Sunday afternoons, and we've been very successful with a lot of those, but it's been a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. I enjoy this group. I enjoy the parents behind me. So, you know, what are you guys looking forward to the rest of the season? Anybody, you know, what's coming at us this week? Who we got Tuesday night?
Lebanon.
Do we know anything about Lebanon?
No, we don't.
It's the first time, but are we scared about Lebanon? They're a bigger school?
No.
We're going to go out and play whoever comes our way, right?
Yep.
Okay, Emma, you got anything else you'd like to say?
I hope that we keep our winning streak up.
Yep, I think we're playing well. You know, the whole team's playing well. You know, we're talking about you guys right now, but the, you know, our B team girls right now, we got three or four girls that just came out and started playing this year. They picked up a lot real quick. We had girls scoring baskets right off the bat the other night. The B team's 3-0. We want to shout out to them. You know, I think maybe Macy's here. Macy's improved a ton. You know, a year ago she wouldn't even score a basket, and this year she's getting to the rim, and, you know, I got to tell her to stop shooting every once in a while. So that's great. Aubriella, tell me one thing about Aubriella that's standing here behind us.
She has good passes.
Good passes.
Really
good.
She's really good at free throws.
She has the best bounce pass on the team, right?
She's smart in the game, too.
She sees the floor. You know, that's what I say about you sometimes, Lily. You know, one of the things, you know the game a little bit, because why?
I watch my brothers
play. Watch your brothers. They're twin brothers that play in the high school era, so you've been to a lot of basketball games. So what's some of the things we've done to help us do this year? What have we attended?
We've attended basketball games for the girls.
The varsity girls. And Coach Morris has included you guys into the huddles and into the locker room for some of their pre- and post-game speeches. And anybody want to talk about that?
He really talks to them. And when they're mad that maybe they're losing, he gets them back in the flow and confident.
And the high school players have been really receptive to you guys as well, and teaching you some things and talking to you guys in the locker room and being a part of the team. Lily, you want to talk about that? Nope. Anybody got any comments on that? Okay. So you guys enjoy going to those high school games?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap up the show. I thank all of you guys for being in here this morning. A little bit different, but you guys did great. Parents behind me, don't you think they did great?
They did great.
Yeah, they did great. So just so you'll know, this guy standing behind me, he's going to get this all set up, so we'll be sending it out on social media so you guys can share with family and friends throughout the United States or wherever, okay? You guys you're nodding your head. This is radio. They can't see that, okay? Can you say yes?
Yes!
So we got two big ball games this week, Lebanon, and then we go over Thursday night and play where?
Central.
At Clinton Central. You know, they're our county rivals. Are we looking to play them pretty hard?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then the end of the year, I think we're hosting the county tourney for sixth grade girls basketball, which all the teams will play in, and we're hoping to, you know, pick that up, win up. Right, Lily?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, thanks for being on this morning. Appreciate all the sixth grade girls' parents and the girls that have been in here this morning. I know it was late notice, but we'll wrap up this week's of Inside the Huddle. This has been your host, Jamie Blacker. Don Stock had to miss this weekend. He's on the road to cover Rossville girls basketball today, but we'll be back next week for Inside the Huddle and local action of high school sports. Thanks for being listeners today.
Thank you.